Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There was this live with Kelly and new dude, I guess it's Ryan.
Ryan.
But Ryan's out.
Right.
And this is with Mark Consuelos, who is Kelly's husband.
Absolutely.
And this is, I would love to hear from people who have been in a similar situation, but not from a parental end. I want to hear if you caught your parents doing this.
But we started her day off pretty bad yesterday.
It happened again.
She knocked, well, we thought she knocked on our door.
What do you mean you thought she knocked on our door? Did you hear her knock?
Wait, no, I didn't hear her knock. I'm saying that she knocked on our door, our bedroom door.
Time out. No, she didn't.
Well, she opened the door is what happened is she opened the door and it was like, it was late morning and it was Father's Day.
John's laughing.
These two have no chemistry on the air.
And I'm going to be honest.
You're not seeing the picture. They're beaming.
I'm going to be honest. I was not in the mood. There was a house full of people.
You weren't in the mood. I could tell. You were going through the motions.
Well, you just didn't care, Mark?
Going through the motions.
Oh.
You were definitely
doing your
going through
duties.
The motions.
I'm sorry. My in-laws were
I didn't mind, but you were
eat.
Going through the motions.
I had my in-laws in the kitchen. I know they were hungry. I know there's like a house full of people. Anytime there's other people in the house, I'm not really...
Relaxed. Right.
And, you know, and...
It's nice to know that a handsome man like that, though, you know, could get rejected.
Well, he didn't.
Well, I mean, you know, she was putting up a little fight. She wanted him to work for it.
Not work, but she wasn't really into it, so he convinced her. And by convinced, I mean he took her against her will.
Can you throw that out there as a, hey, it's Father's Day. Is that a good enough to kind of like give it up?
I think so.
You asked that question last week, I believe,
if
men should
be
getting. Yeah, I think that if you are a good father on Father's Day, you deserve some sort of either manual or oral.
Yeah, fun.
Love.
Yeah. I mean, I tried it out, but nobody in public seemed interested, so it's very, very empty moment.
What did you say? Hey, I'm a good father, or you were...
Yeah, I went into public, so I said, I am a good father if anyone is interested in any manual or oral copulation. And no one. Someone offered me a sample of some Salisbury steak that they were cooking. Is there more of this?
Because
I think their daughter...
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like, but it's Father's Day. And I was like, all right, that's not typically, doesn't conjure up amorous thoughts, but okay.
So she opens the door and we see the door open and we're like, all right, close the door.
Can we both say,
knock, what are
I'm
you doing?
Being resuscitated.
And she goes, I mean, and she's like, thanks a lot, it's my birthday.
She's like, she shuts the door and you hear, you just ruined my birthday. And my life, and I used to see in color and now everything is gray.
That's funny.
Their kid's 18, right?
Is the kid 11? I thought. I don't know.
I thought this other kid was...
The day off got arrested when their 18-year-old daughter, Lola.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of hot.
So that makes it even better because if you're an adult and you've caught your parents doing it, that is an even better story at 727-579-1025.
What, John, you think she should have hopped in with them?
I'm just saying, in my mind, she could have.
Whoa. Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Hey, I wasn't an adult, but I was about 7 years old and called my parents. And they're not very small people. They're big people, and it was not something you want to see, that's for sure.
How was your dad giving it to her?
From behind.
Oh,
man, so they were both looking at you.
No.
Or not.
Exactly.
Unless he got the worst view.
For about 3 seconds, and I slammed the door on him.
Oh, man.
And then the other thing, Drew, is you can definitely kick that guy's tail in the blueberry.
Thank you.
Competition and pride Pride Week to Pride Month could have an Astro Pop. That's Rainbow Fell. How about that?
Astro Pop. Love it. Thank you very much. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I'm interested in the excuses that parents give their kid, you know, when they walk in on them. It's wrestling, or I'm looking for that. I mean, you got to give them something.
Looking for the remote is a very common one.
Yeah.
Just wrestling around.
I mean, I think it also depends on what, you know, the position and how far into things you are, because some things are just unexplainable.
Right, like reverse cowgirl. There's no way you're explaining that away.
But, I mean, you can lock a door. It's not that hard.
You just don't think about it.
I'll be thinking about it.
Or you just don't want to lock your kids out. What if there's an emergency and your kid needs to get in or something?
Oh, lock. Hey, emergency's going on. Unlocked. I'm out there. 1 second.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're really putting it down, then you might not hear it.
Right, because sometimes you get caught up in El Pasión.
Are there people that like the dangerous aspect of, our kids could walk in at any second?
I don't know about the kids. There are people who do it in public because they like the threat of danger.
Right, but this is like danger. This is next level danger.
No, but that's like not good danger.
Right, that's like gross danger.
But
like
you're
warping your kids' danger.
Yeah. People are into weird stuff, so. Yeah.
True.
Like just having the looming feeling of knowing that you might traumatize your child is like enough to get you going.
Yeah, I don't think that if that gets you hot, then you're coming from a bad place.
But if it does get you hot, we'd love to hear from you.
800-771-1025. Or the excuses that you've had to give your kids when you got caught doing it.
You never got caught?
We never did it, so there's not a lot to get caught there. Once the kid came along, it really took care of that for us. Like we didn't really have sex a lot.
That's right. I forgot about the tear.
Yeah. That too. And foreplay was just like, is he napping? Okay, cool. All right, then let's get at it. Okay, cool. That was fun. I would genuinely like to hear how you explain that away, but like John said, it does depend on on who's where.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine a lot of parents, even when they do sneak the sex, it's under the covers or in a way that even if you were caught, that it would be somewhat explainable.
Right.
Imagine all the real adventurous positions and, you know, the sex swings and things like that get put up when the kids are around.
Sure. My parents would never spring for two hotel rooms for everybody, so I'd have to sleep in the bed with my dad, and my mom would have to sleep in the bed with my sister, and there was no bed swapping going on there. There was like there was nothing going on. I just, you know, that was brutal.
That sounds tough, yeah.
I'm
sorry about that.
Thanks. It really helps me explain, understand who I am.
I never walked in on my parents, but I vividly remember, like, on a lot of Sunday nights, they would, like, go to bed for the night at, like, 5 and then, like, come back out at, like, 6:30. Like, we're going to bed for the night. And then not.
Well, you remember the noise that my dad.
Oh,
would,
can I try and reenact it?
Please. That's close. Let me hear yours.
Okay, hold on. I got this.
No, that was not it at all. No. No, I was walking by my parents' bedroom and I heard some unmistakable heavy panting, and then I heard my dad make the same noise that he made when he like couldn't find his keys or threw his tennis racket down. He'd go, Drew Grubb Alive, hello. You were close, John.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, who are you?
That means I was second place.
Yeah, good job.
Yes. This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, what's up?
Not much. I was dating a girl with the same name back in Utah, and she had a couple of younger twins. Well, one day, we had a quickie, and we came out of the room, and the 4-year-old girl asked us if we were clapping, and I said yes, we were happy, and we knew it, and we busted up laughing over saying that.
Yeah, of course. You know, if you're happy, you know, clap your hands. And that rhythmic clapping, that'll happen. Thank you. When bodies start slapping from doing that wild thing. Drew Grubb Alive, hello. Who are you?
My name is Tom.
Hey, Tom. What's up?
So I've got a story. It wasn't a child, though. It was my girlfriend's mother.
Okay.
The position is the particularly funny part because we were in the Amazon position. If you don't know what that is, go ahead and Google that one.
Amazon. Right, hold on 1 second. I got to look that up. Is that where you order things you don't necessarily need online and then you have sex?
Oh, no. You need this. Trust me.
Right, wait, is that where you're standing on her shoulders, kicking her in the face?
Okay. Oh, wow.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You like that one, huh?
Wait, hold on 1 second. Wait.
Man. This is nice, Seth. You got to try this.
Let me see. Swing that around here.
Oh, dude. We could. That's for us.
This seriously is.
That's for Peg Bros right there.
Dude, anytime I got my legs up,
yeah,
I'm happy.
Same here. If my legs are around your waist or your shoulders, I'm a happy Peg Bro. All right, so okay, right, so you're in the Amazon position. What's happening?
Yeah, congrats on that.
So mom walks in and says, you know, she's going to cook us breakfast or whatever, and she screams. And then the rest of the morning was spent explaining that there was no apparatus, that was just a position, but they're old, so they have no clue what that position was.
I had no, if you told me you were in the Amazon position before this show, I would have said, no way, dude, she was peg-broing you.
I assure you, you need to try that one out. It's a hell of a time.
All right.
Dude, I'm going to try that ASAP. I'm trying to think about the logistics of it.
So you're laying like that, and then she's, I don't know.
Can we get in that position, Seth?
Can you guys try the Amazon position real quick?
I'll be on the bottom.
Yeah, you get to give it to him.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, he's giving it to you. Do you think you can do that? Oh, on that one, he's got his legs underneath her arms.
No, yeah, that's, well,
can
yeah.
Can I let you guys know something honest, keeping it 100? John, I don't think you can do either one of those.
What do you mean?
I think you got to be a little flexible to be the guy or the girl.
I can totally get in that position.
Wow, it's like that.
Yeah,
man.
Now I'm challenged.
Well, why don't the peg bros get gay?
Man, what? There's nothing gay about it. It's an Amazon position.
This is a heterosexual position.
Yeah, it saves the rainforest.
Oh man, because
I'm gonna get up here.
Oh, we're gonna do it up there.
Yeah. So it is definitely not a beginner level po. The position is like the perfect mashup of. John, your partner will lay down on his back, that's John, with his knees bent up in the air in a tabletop position. Seth, you, the female.
Oh, my God, dude. Come on.
Seth, you're going to get in between his legs and lower yourself onto them. Now, use your knees on the bed.
Get in here.
And your hands on his knees for balance.
Come on, get up here, big boy.
All right, hold on.
Now, warning, the author of The Ultimate Guide to a Multi-Orgasmic Life, Antonia Hall, said, to prevent injury, it's really important to go slowly, especially initially.
Get up here, Seth.
Come on, hop on up.
All right.
Now, you're getting in between his legs and lowering yourself onto
them. Come on, get in here.
Okay. All right.
Using your knees on the bed and your hands on his knees for balance.
Get in there.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Seth, if you need more stability, plant your hands on the bed to ground yourself more.
This isn't right. How does this work?
I got it. Hold on.
Your partner may also need to work on lying more flatly or spreading. I think it worked.
Hold on.
It's working perfectly.
What do I do with my legs? What do I do with my legs? This isn't
now, chances are this isn't one of your go-to moves, which means it can freshen up your routine a little bit. You need a partner who's content with being clumsy and laughing about it, and one who isn't intimidated by switching up gender roles, which is definitely John.
I can't figure out how to do this.
Baby, I can. Just
Drew, what do I need to do here?
Just penetrate.
Whoa. Easy there, buddy.
No, see, this is wrong. Wait, move.
All right. Get off of him.
You got to get right here.
Get off of him.
You got to, like, sit on my ass.
Go to your mutual corners.
You giving up?
Yeah, I think that was good enough. That was a good hands-on. We got to go to break. I'm doing the pepper grinder over here. So that was the Amazon position. Thanks, guys. Now we got another video to put up at theboneonline.com and on the Facebook page.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.